This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pomp and Joe Show, getting ready for a big football game tonight. In the meantime, just as a cleanup mission here, we have responses to our questions to the general about this Paul Skeens card, the golden ticket card that everybody's after. The general telling us he's going through multiple cases of cards per day because everybody wants that one, the one Paul Skeens. I guess it's a jersey patch. Or it's one of a kind, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, it's the jersey patch from his debut game on a card that is also signed by Skeens.
So tell us the questions we asked the general and his text responses limits.
So, Bob, you were curious, how do we know that the card is in circulation right, and that Topps isn't holding it? The general said you just need to trust their integrity and trust Topps.
Bob might have hit on something here.
No, I just wonder because I think a lot of people are searching, and it's strange to me. How many days has this been going on? With all these Topps cards everywhere around the world, apparently, no one's found one yet.
I'm sorry, Limits, I interrupted you. What else did he say?
That's completely okay. He also said that, yes, Bob, there is a Jared Jones card that is in circulation.
So if you get that one, you may not think much of it right now. You hang on to it. All of a sudden, he becomes a 20-game winner or multiple Cy Young. Who knows? How much will that worth? It won't be worth. Skeens is a different situation.
No, this is the holy grail right here.
But the other part of it is, if you're going to make a deal with the Pirates on this, which I assume you have to make, well, you don't have to. You can just keep the card. But if you want their deal, you can also leverage it up, right? You'd have to. I would not, as much as I appreciate all that what they've offered.
Something tells me that the offer is going to cut off at the point that money is requested, Bob.
First of all, the Pirates want it for what? Do we hear a clarity on why the Pirates want it? Is it just to display as their own? Why do the Pirates want it?
That's another question. I don't know, Bob. You're asking me all these questions. I don't have the answers.
I'm sorry I brought it up. You would text me.
And then he just told me that Jeff's on the line. I have no idea who Jeff is.
It's the general.
Patton. Jeff Patton. Oh. Nobody's ever called him Jeff on this show. It's the general. He's on the line.
Yes, he is.
Hello, General. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Bob has many questions.
No, I texted, talked. I got answers. I understand. What I don't understand, though, General, is this one about the card. And you saying, you got to trust them. That's fine. Except, would you say that under normal circumstances, you get this, like this card would be captured by someone within a week or not?
Well, good morning. First of all, thanks for having me. It's impossible to tell, right? Because here's the thing, especially for the timing of the card, keep in mind Christmas is right around the corner. I'd say 30% of the people that are buying the boxes for me say, this is going under the tree. So lots of those things are going to be in Christmas wrapping paper.
See?
And thereby won't be embedded until sometime around noon, right before kickoff of the Chiefs-Steelers game.
So you're predicting that's when it'll happen?
When do I think it'll happen?
Yeah, do you think that's the most likely time?
I think that it's a great possibility as to why it hasn't come out faster, because I'll tell you, people are shredding them at a record pace. We had 69 people on the list this morning, and tomorrow's list already has a handful of people ready to go if we can come up with more tomorrow.
Well, so Bob might be on to something here, that they could conceivably, I mean, it would be a smart business move to be holding it back so people keep buying them right up until Christmas, right?
Well, I have to tell you, the way it works in cards, you got to remember now, they make money on a per unit basis, right? Like, so there's a lot of fuss in the market, and it's great. It's good for everybody. All boats go higher in a rising tide. That being said, they produce a product. They move it out off their pallets. There is no more. I've made 100 calls to Tops. Hey, I need more. There is no more. It's in the marketplace now. This is where it differentiates itself from other businesses. If we sold ice cream cones and you ran out of cones, you call somebody in the strip and they bring you 50 more cases. This thing is different. They make the product one time. They embed the autographs in the product. They move it off their pallets. Now it's in other places. This is what makes it a commodity like silver or gold, right? Like, and there's ebbs and flows. So I call every day to people in St. Louis or Arizona that maybe not selling them quite as fast as we are here at Ground Zero. I mean, they have guys, we have the guy, right? So I think it's being ripped faster than ever in Pittsburgh than anywhere else.
That makes sense.
Can we get limits on a list for tomorrow? Limits, will you go out and pick up a case?
I will, yes.
Or a pack or something? Is there room on the list, General, or no?
Oh, yeah, there's always room on the list.
All right, put Limits' name on there. We may have a live opening of a card pack next week.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. It's the craziest thing of all time. And, Joe, we've talked about this. There's been a lot of crazy things, especially in the last 4 years since COVID.
Yeah.
But this is unprecedented. But so Paul Skeens is unprecedented, right?
How much is this card? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
How much is this card, in your estimation, eventually going to be worth? Like, I've seen the Pirates offer, when you add up everything, put at, I don't know, well over $1 million or so. How much pure cash will this card be worth someday?
It's going to go between 1.5 and 2.
That's if he, that's, is that predicated on what he does, or is it just going to be that way regardless?
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, the conjecture about pitchers being injured comes up all the time. This is the beautiful part, right? Like, he has a runway that extends all the way to April 1st where he can't do anything but good, right? He's not getting hurt in December, January, February. You know, hopefully he never gets hurt. That being said, that is a factor with cards and pitchers. People typically put money in. That's what makes this phenomenon even more incredible. Investors typically put their money into hitters because hitters get an injury and they recover. Pitchers, maybe not. But that being said, the runway is clear till opening day of next year, and then it, hopefully for Pirate fans and for Mr. Skeens, that this thing extends for years to come. You know, by all accounts, it looks like it's going to be nothing but ascending. I will say this, too. I think there's a factor in regards to Skeens. Major League Baseball has chosen him to be, like, he's earned it. But they've hitched their wagon to him, right? Like, I mean, he started the All-Star game 8 weeks after he got to the big leagues. He won the Rookie of the Year. Jackson Merrill had an unbelievable year. And position players typically get it. There's a predisposition to liking what Paul Skeens brings to the table. I mean, he's Paul Bunyan. He's different than everybody else, right?
Yeah, no question. So that's going to be interesting to see.
He's our guy. That's the best part is he's our guy.
And that's a good point you made, that people are ripping him open here when Tuesday is Crown Zero. Everywhere else across the country, maybe, you know, they're interested because they know about his story, but maybe not so much as here.
So it's red hot everywhere, and it's white hot here.
It's amazing. It's just amazing to me that this day and age of technology, everything being on a screen, and it's not just, this is like an unusual case, but that cards, good old-fashioned baseball cards, are still a big deal, General. I'm heartened by that.
Oh, me too. I just had a conversation 15 minutes ago about this with someone who was hearkening back to his childhood. There's still something cool about sitting on the edge of your bed, right? Like, he said, yeah, but cards aren't like they were when I was 12. I said, nothing was like it was when you're 12. You know, you got a mortgage payment to worry about now, but there's still something romantic about holding that thing in your hand, and maybe it has something to do with being the anti-electronic device, right? Like where you're tired of looking stats up. When we wanted to know how many home runs Yaz had, we flipped on the back of a baseball card.
Does Bob have a card?
No, I don't have one.
He should if he doesn't.
I should. Can you save me one, too?
Do you have a bobblehead, Bob?
Maybe we'll work on that.
I do have a bobblehead.
A fan baseball card set sponsored by Baseball Card Castle. That might be a thing.
Hold on. Bob just said he does, in fact, have a bobblehead. How did that come about? In general, do you have one?
I'm about to look. We got about 1,500 bobbleheads on the shelf out here. I might have one.
I have actually two different ones that were given to me as a thank you for emceeing banquets. So they're very interesting. One looks like me. I look like who's the guy who just said Dwayne? I look like Dwayne Wade. I don't even recognize myself.
This is unbelievable. These are very rare. So you have the only two.
Well, no, they had others that they were giving
they
to
did?
People as. But it was just because of a thank you for.
We should put out an offer if somebody can find them. You get to sit in a suite with City Limits watching a game.
They're giving out bobbleheads.
Very nice.
You like
limits.
That one, Horse?
Yeah. Did you get that one, Bob?
Horse.
Yeah. No, bobblehead.
I heard.
Yeah.
There does need to be one other declaration. Like, this isn't a one-trick pony. Matt Holliday offered a $100,000 bounty yesterday for Jackson Holliday, his son's card. So the illusion that it's just Skeens, now the mania is Skeens-driven, but it's not the only thing. There's 215 rookies that have debut patches, including Jared Jones, right? Like, now they're not going to be $1 million card, but those will be thousands of dollars.
Mm. Well, General, thank you for taking the time out of a busy day. How many packs are in a case, and is it cases that you sell them by?
We do both. Incrementally, we break them down and sell them by the pack because people sometimes don't want to invest what it takes to get 24 packs. So there's 24 in a box. There's 6 boxes in a case. So you have 144 in a case. But we'll sell them one pack at a time, 24 at a time. Some people walk out with a bag with a couple hundred of them.
How many cases have you sold already today?
We had 6 an hour ago, and they're gone. So we're already starting to pledge against tomorrow's.
So how much is it for a pack?
$17.
Okay.
Is there gum in it?
There is no gum.
See, that's the one thing I used to like about those
things. Industry.
Yeah.
What'd you say, General? I didn't hear that because Bob interrupted.
Gum is an offense to the baseball card industry now. Ironically, Topps started out as a gum company, but nobody wants the gum. They don't want it laying next to their $1 million Skeens card.
Oh, my God. Bob, I'm with you. I didn't realize there was no more gum, and that was the best part in some ways.
I love the gum.
1992.
Wow. All right.
When does the gum go bad, General? I had a pack of cards from a long time ago. I don't know. Maybe about a year ago.
I'm not willing to test it.
And it was black and moldy.
That's your first clue.
I'm not willing to test it.
Thank you, General.
All right, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. See, that's the thing. Things get old quick. You don't even know, like alcohol, if you have sitting around, it's open, or wine. If you don't consume it in a fairly quick.
I thought
quick,
wine got better with age, but only
not
if it's,
after it's open.
Okay.
It'll turn into some sort of acidy tasting thing.
What were your typical weekend days like when you were a kid, Bob? Where were you? Aliquippa?
Hopewell Township.
Yep. Would you get on the bike, go out and buy a pack of cards, go to a Little League baseball game?
We did all of that. You know, I was just telling Austin here, he grew up with this thing, mostly, and today's kids are going to have it. I wish people got to experience life before electronic media, social media, electronic anything, because I think that's the one thing that they could all use as kids growing up. Just you went out and played. We had everyone in our neighborhood pick up baseball games or basketball games. There was camaraderie, social activity, all of it. Being out in the fresh air. You didn't do it on your laptop sitting in a basement. You did it outside. You actually did it.
Right.
So I wish you could have experienced that.
Did you throw the glove on the handlebars on the way to the Little League game?
We actually had fights. We got so intense there were fights.
During baseball games?
During basketball games.
Ah.
You know.
Who had the hoop? Local park or somebody had it in their driveway?
Jeff down the street was one of our guys. He had it right. So everybody on the street played. And we had a lot of kids. So
there was a kid on our street who had a hoop that was a little lower so you could dunk on it. The greatest play of my sports career. Kevin Gibbs was guarding me. Pretty good athlete. Had him at the top of the key. I did a left-handed bounce from all the way out there off the backboard went and got it off the backboard and dunked. It's still the greatest play.
Well, it was on the short hoop.
Yeah.
Still.
It was unbelievable, good. Bob.
I sense you have some really good foul shooting in you. You strike me as someone who does.
Yeah, I just outshot the Atlantic 10 player of the year, but who's bragging, Bob?
And you have it on tape?
At least at the foul line. Megan McConnell, and this is going to come out today on social media, shot the lights out from three-point land. Then we had a nice little battle at the foul line, and then there's video of Limits, and you didn't go over the line. I checked the video, cranking a half-court shot on his first try.
What was his reaction?
You'll see it on the video.
Okay, that's a good tease.
It'll be up on 93.7 The Fan. It'll be up on what, Facebook?
It'll be on Facebook, X? Twitter, and Instagram.
Twitter's called X now, Limit.
You can still call it Twitter.
No, I still call it Twitter.
I do.
So do I.
The logo we have on our video feed is Twitter. The little bird.
I'm sorry. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, we had a little delay there, but I thought that was interesting for, I mean, really, a topic you're not going to get very often, which is a golden ticket, Paul Skeens card out there, and people just going wild trying to get it. We should have a card opening next week on the show, will we?
I will get in touch with the general again and see if we can get some cards, yeah.
Thank you, Limits.
How about if we won it? Would it be shared?
Like, could you imagine we open them up on the air and I pull it?
What if we opened it up
just the three of us? Somebody has it. Is that a group thing?
Yes. I think we might have to sign something before that, but yes, I think it would
Why
be a
would
group
you
thing.
Sign something if you don't trust
because
people
I don't
around?
Trust
we work
you.
Together.
You I don't trust you don't. Yet. We've only worked together for a day.
Okay.
And we just announced the show yesterday.
I've been working with you for two and a half, 3 years.
Not as an official show.
Okay.
And I don't trust him either.
You don't trust him?
No.
That innocent-looking man?
No.
I don't trust you either.
See what I mean, Bob?
This is
That's
how
what money
this
does
is what
to people.
It, does. It breaks up
That's
families.
Right.
People win lotteries.
You started it.
That's what money does to people.
No, I would just say friendly, it's divided by three.
No, I'm actually
I can't believe you would say that.
I'm bringing an attorney to the show on Monday.
I have my lawyers on standby.
Well, wait, what would we do if we won? Would we take the Pirates offer or just take pure cash from somebody?
No, we would have to see. That's where we're going to have a difference of opinion.
I would actually rather have the Pirates offer. No,
Bob already has the tickets behind home plate.
Yeah,
you
I don't
see
want
him
that.
All
yeah,
the
you
time.
Don't need the Pirates offer at all. I wouldn't rather have the Pirates offer. I'd rather have
no,
pure
you'd
cash.
Want the Pirate offer plus some.
Plus cash.
They have
yeah.
to know that there's going to be some negotiating involved.
Might other teams
just
in
like
town
we would
step
have to
up?
Negotiate. I wouldn't negotiate with you guys. I'd just say divided by three, whatever it is, even though there are two seats, alternate.
Yeah, but if we divide it by three, you're going to wind up taking all the best baseball games. We're going to wind up
no,
at
I'm
the,
not.
You know.
No, I'm not. You don't know me. You think you know me.
We're going to wind up at the, I don't know, who's the worst team in baseball these days? Whenever they come to Pirates Angels games is where me and Limits will wind up.
We sit in front row at the Marlins game at 12:35.
Should the Pirates make a pitch for Mike Trout? That just occurred to me. What state is he in right now? I mean, physically, what state? Is he okay? Can he play baseball again?
Yeah, he's missed a lot of time. That doesn't mean I wouldn't be interested in him. He's still young enough where he could be very, very productive. They need to do something.
Half of Mike Trout would be productive than anybody else in their lineup, except for two guys. All right.
How about if part of the demand of the Pirates is, okay, we'll take your offer, but you have to give us Mike Trout.
Right. Somebody called in yesterday and said they basically wanted to hold them hostage on trading for players and things like that before they gave up the card. The injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Myles Garrett appeared on the injury list. Did you see that, Bob? Is he going to play?
No, I didn't see. When did that happen? He wasn't earlier, was he?
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday it happened.
I don't know.
Maybe it was Tuesday. It sounded to me like a game timer, but maybe we'll find out more. Limits, have you seen that? Myles Garrett on the injury report?
I think he's still supposed to play, though, right? Just bumps and bruises.
Well, that seems to be the question. I guess. Yeah, I guess he will. That's not good enough, Bob, who's already left his seat. We're in the middle of a segment here. Bob's leaving. Are you watching this?
I am. Bob
what's
Bob.
For lunch, by
Did
the
Bob
way?
Bob just fall. Are you okay, Bob?
Wait, Bob, are you only here till noon?
Yes. You know that.
I just remembered it. Are we having lunch?
No. I have things that I got to do. It's a busy day for us.
What if we ordered lunch now and had it at 11:45?
No, it's okay. You can do it.
Will you treat us to lunch?
I can't. I won't be here to pay the bill.
Just in the middle of the field.
Just leave cash.
By the way, you say I leave. The reason I leave is because you're in the middle of signing off this segment, reading your things.
How do you know I was signing off? I don't even remember what I was doing. I was given the injury report.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Limits, was I not?
Yeah, you were.
You were wrong, Bob.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll stay in my chair.
Coming up.
I can't wait for you to read all the promos. Let's go.
Now you can go. We're done.
No, I'm staying.
Look who the cat drug in, Bob. We looked outside and there was Dr.
It's the one and only Jim Colony.
James Colony. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. I came in to find out that I'm locked out of the computer system here at the station, so I need to get that rectified before Saturday morning.
Like that guy at the Jets practice facility when he tries to get back in the next day, that meme where
Paul
they
Adams.
Keep him locked. Yeah, that's right, Jim.
That's probably it. That's probably it. Maybe that's it. My key card still works, though.
Does it?
I still got this thing. I got it taped up.
Bob, works. Would you consider him to be a danger at all? Should we revoke his key card?
No. I think he is a wonderful man who's come in here now, and I don't believe it's to your key card. You miss this. I know there's a part of you that misses this.
No, you know what I did the last 3 days, Bob? I played 72 holes worth of golf on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's what you can do.
That's really nice. Now that's tempting, and that makes me wonder.
And yesterday was probably the 11th time that I told Linda, you know, this could be the last good day to go out and play golf. I've been using that.
You're going to use that until February.
I've been using that.
Do you remember last year
we
played golf in February? It was so warm.
I remember. I actually worked up there up at Pheasant Ridge for a few days that week because it was so busy. And that's when it gets to be 50. It's warm. I could feel it's almost like it's 70 degrees when you get it that warm. But so yeah, so I miss listening to you guys because I'm on the golf course during your.
He's going to rub that point in, Joe.
What do you think? What do you think of the newly formed Pomp and Joe show?
I think it's outstanding. I heard Tuesday. Well, I knew Tuesday was going to be Bob because of Mike Tomlin's schedule being off and so forth and so on. And I heard you guys touch on this. I'll probably get into it Saturday for a little bit. Anytime anybody from the NFL talks about how they value player safety, they're completely full of it. Completely full of it. Because the next thing is going to be the 18-game season. And then before you know it, they're going to have NFL games on every freaking day of the week.
And every country in the world. Moving it
around. Yeah, but what do you think of the Pomp and Joe show?
I think it's incrinculent.
Even though Bob will only be here half the time?
Well, I mean, you know.
I can't help that.
You don't get sick of them.
Yeah. That'll keep the domestic tranquility here internally.
Exactly.
He already told me that he doesn't want to go in if we get this Paul Skeens card. He's going to hire an attorney.
Horse.
What kind of relationship is that?
Of course, I've often thought that marriages could use a little bit of that. Separate residences for half the week?
No, not separate. No, not that.
Why
but
not?
I think,
adjoining, no, I think, how, adjoining houses. I get mine, you get yours.
Well, we're not married, Joe, so that's fine.
Well, you know what I mean,
yes.
As an example.
Right.
I think it would be very healthy.
No. No, not me. I'm fine. We have our separate interests. You know,
right, you can live in the same place and have different interests. Absolutely.
Linda tried to play. She tried to, when I first moved here, this is, back in 1991, I remember I got some golf clubs for doing commercials, and I got clubs for her because I didn't need them. And then we tried to teach her how to, she didn't take to the game at all. And she still has no interest in it because people ask, oh, now that, you're both retired, Jim's got a job at a golf course, you're going to, take up golf? And she's like, no. And so she's got stuff that she does, I've got stuff that I do, and then we enjoy our time together.
There you go.
Right?
Even though
you're
playing 72 holes of golf in 2 days and you're just driving your... She probably likes that part.
She was at a rug hooking thing, so,
What do you think of Matt Haig as the Pirates' new hitting instructor?
What was... It wasn't like the hit collector.
Do you remember? I don't
know. There was a nickname for him back in the day.
The hit collector, yeah.
Wasn't he? Was he a catcher as well?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Only kidding by asking about it. What do you think of the game tonight?
I think I'm going to really enjoy it tomorrow morning when I wake up at 5:30 and I fast forward through all the commercials.
You're not going to watch tonight. Oh, what a big move!
No, that's one of the great things is that. And here's a boss move too for the fall when the weather's nice on a Sunday afternoon. You get a Steelers home game or Steelers game at 1:00.
Yeah.
DVR the game, record it, and then you go play golf. There's nobody there.
It's like shopping at a grocery store,
yes,
right? There's nobody there, so you can pick your time.
But do you know who won by the time you turn it on?
No, you just avoid it.
Wow, that's hard to do these days.
You can listen to music. You can listen to nowadays. You can listen to a like a well, this is the enemy, I guess, but a satellite music station where there, you know, there aren't going to be any commercials and there's going to be no mention of sports of any kind.
Or you could listen to sports talk with Bob and I on The Fan.
You could. No, I look forward to your show. Nothing against Adam and Doran, they do a great job when I do hear, but I usually don't listen to the radio until you guys are on. I enjoy
incredible it when, endorsement. It is.
No, I enjoy it when you guys are on.
Thank you, Jim.
So what else you got?
Prediction tonight?
It's funny. I can't imagine the Steelers losing this game, and yet I'm with you. I've been there on Thursday nights in years past where it was just a disaster.
And
your column was really good. You brought up the infamous game where there were two games like that. And I don't know if BA was the coordinator for the one where they did it with the Jets. That might have been Wiz. But there were two games that stuck out where they're throwing the ball all over the place. Well, they had no business throwing the football.
In a blizzard in one, and a windstorm in the other.
And I think that same game was, I remember walking to wherever I parked my car. I was in a garage and I had to walk down to the stadium. I had never been. I was like pelted by ice, by sleet, coming off the lake, walking down to the stadium. And, you know, why they decided to do that. And there was a game like that in New York, too, where it was the same deal, where it was just so sloppy. And, you know, this was when the Steelers made their bones running the football. It was almost like you say, well, you know, they're going to expect us to run it, so we better throw it.
Outsmarting yourself. That's exactly what they did. Went away from their strength.
One of my favorite Cleveland moments, and it was funny because Donnie Football had the NFL Network on back there where they were playing old Steelers-Browns games.
Yeah.
And they had they had Mike Tomlin's first game where it was the opener at Cleveland in 07. And I said, I think this is the game where the punter had like the worst punt ever, and then there were four penalties on the play, and just then there it was, where he dropped the snap, he ran around, three guys got called for holding, and when the referee said, I just remember bursting out laughing in the press box in Cleveland because I never heard that. We have four fouls all on the offense.
Think of some of the things we've seen there. That we saw Boswell get lit up on the sidelines. Was that Cleveland? Where they did the fake field goal and he got absolutely crushed, or was that Cincy?
I thought it was Cincinnati.
Was it Cincy?
I don't remember.
We saw James Harrison body slam that guy. You remember that?
William Green was another
fan.
One.
No, the fan.
The fan.
No, I know. But William Green was the one that got into a pregame.
With Joey Porter.
The Harrison coming out game, that was it. Where all of a sudden he's got to play, and he'd been bounced around and cut by everybody several times. And he was better than Joey Porter had been up to that point.
Were you there for the Myles Garrett incident?
I was not.
That was the most obvious.
Not there for that.
The most amazing one of all. Were you there for that, Bob?
No, but I remember how I reacted when I saw it, and I thought that would be at least a year suspension, not six games.
That was so garbage time. I remember my column was done, and then I'm like, uh-oh, I think I need to change my column. Somebody almost died in a football game.
That was just a fiasco. But that just indicates stuff that can happen there.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, you know, I can't wait till they do just an idiotic thing and move their stadium out back to Richfield where the Cavaliers used to play.
I used to love Richfield Coliseum.
Yeah.
Horace, did you know I was at the game with my brother and my dad? My dad drove us up. Richfield Coliseum, the famous Jordan game where he made the last second shot. Over and under Craig Elo. Remember that? We were at that game.
I call that the Craig Elo game for some reason.
All you remember?
You know, yeah, you remember like, it because
of that. It was in Crinkulin.
Had a pretty good career. All you remember is that.
Yeah, but that stadium, the one thing I do like going to games in Cleveland. I mean, I think that's a really good location. The weather can be an issue.
Are people mad about that in Cleveland? I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm
one
asking.
Of our kids lives there.
Are they mad that they want to move out?
I don't know. I haven't asked them about that.
To the suburbs? I'm interested in that.
But they have a nice little downtown area.
They're also they also want a dome, Horse. Nobody wants a dome in Cleveland, do they?
I don't know.
That's a financial thing. I was reading where, you know, they can do a lot more things in terms of making that a venue into.
You guys don't want a dome in Pittsburgh, do you?
No, I'm just saying the reason for that normally is because you can do more things in
of course.
And rent it out and all these different things.
Horse, do you want a dome here?
No. And those idiots, as you correctly pointed out, the money they're paying Deshaun Watson. They never should have signed him to begin with, and all the money that they owe him. I mean, I don't know how much of a stadium
that'll pay for your stadium.
Would have
20 years ago, not today.
Jim, do you know City Limits? Have you met him?
Yes, I believe. I think we had the pleasure of working together.
Jim Limits,
one weekend.
Limits, Jim.
That's correct. I've met Colony a couple times, including the Christmas party last year. I was introduced by Jeff Hathorn.
Yeah. Very special, isn't it?
He's a very good man from the interactions that I've had. Only brief ones.
We have to go, Jim.
And he's going to be here on Saturday before I go and do my thing on Saturday.
Beautiful.
And then I'm going to talk Bob into coming in because he'll get here nice and early, and I'll talk him into coming in for the final segment.
Have you heard some of the prank calls to Bob that we've made over the years?
Yes.
Yeah, sure I have. I've heard a couple. I'm kind of hoping to get one.
No.
Why don't you call me on Saturday?
No. You can't do that.
Hit me up with one.
We just did. You don't have headphones on.
I don't have headphones.
No, you need headphones. And then there was the day that Andrew called in with as a George in Washington and said he had wooden teeth.
I did hear that one.
Fanny and Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny? That was Fanny and Butler was Joe taking us to an entirely ridiculous limit because I have no idea.
That was my wife I had call in because I knew I could no longer sneak past the producer. So she called in as Fanny from Butler, which you think would have alerted them.
You know what? And one of my other things, this is one of the things that annoys my wife, and I love her. But the Steeler game will be over on Sunday, and then the first thing I flip over is to the KDK Plus channel to see you and Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then. You lead the league in like older women that call in with I think legitimate questions, but you haven't had the pleasure because you have to work. You have to churn out.
No. I work from home these days, so that's my first stop is the extra point.
No, that's
Bob and Hokey.
Yeah, the calls are the calls. Sometimes some of the calls have been legendary, but I did notice this past game you had I don't know there were like two or three older women that are
four or five.
Yeah, really.
I don't know what that says.
did Ron from Cook's Forest ever call you, Bob?
That's good.
Once again,
that's a good one.
That was
from now on. Place.
Ron from Cook's Forest got in. Folsey
Ron
was...
in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Folsey, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, Bob.
That was unfortunate.
That was, well, he understood what I've been going through. Although,
have you ever tried it on me?
No. I would never stoop to that level.
I couldn't keep a straight face to do that kind of thing.
Never do it.
Jim, we have to go.
I know you do. You
wonderful
said
to see you.
And nice seeing you.
All right, Jim. Saturday morning. Thank you, Jim.
I got to figure out how to get online.
Merry Christmas.
Right. You sound like me.
Happy Thanksgiving.
My computer crashed at work. I don't know what to do. I don't.
Bob, you're leaving?
Bye, yes.
Can I get your prediction before you go?
Yes. Steelers 31, Cleveland 6.
What? Did you hear that, Limits?
31-6?
And I'm saying this only because I think this is a game that they have to stamp real hard. Stamp it, baby.
Who's going to be the star of the game?
We're going to see Joey Porter pick 6. And then, just regular offensive domination. That's what I think. That's what they should do.
Thank you, Bob. We had so many things left to talk about, and they're all going to go unsaid before the game. I'm sad about that, but I'm happy for you.
See?
What?
I told you my schedule.
I know.
You're holding
us against me. I'm not blaming
you.
I'm simply saying I'm sad to see you go.
You want to hire an attorney because we can't understand why we can't separate Paul Skeen's card if we should win it by 3. It should be an easy thing to do, right, Jim? Just say, okay, we'll figure out.
King Solomon
I thought Jim left already. Huh? Jim?
Sophie's choice.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, Bob. I guess this is goodbye. I'll see you on Monday. Yes.
Yep. We'll have a lot to talk about Monday because that night, the Ravens and Chargers play. That's another reason why the Steelers got to win this game. You could put them in a situation where they have, I would think you'd have to win the Chargers game. They'd be four down.
Yeah. Imagine the difference in the feeling for you as a fan out there, for the Steelers themselves or everybody. Like now we're sitting in the catbird seat here. We get to watch for a little while. We're 9-2.
Yeah,
we control our fate for the one seed.
And the Ravens
pretty much
would be 7-5,
and the difference would be all right. Now we lose at Cincinnati suddenly, and like you said, I'm predicting a win. Who knows? That's a long ways away, but that's a tough game for sure.
Is.
Now all of a sudden you lose this, and people be thinking, wait a second, you lose this one, you lose to Cincinnati, you're 7-4. And then you got to start talking about playoff scenarios, playoff implications, all that crap. You don't want to be in any of that.
You'd like to get to a point where you don't have to look down 17 different tiebreakers.
No, you don't want to be a game ahead of Denver in 2 weeks.
No. And then they need this team to lose, that team to win. You kick this, they do that.
Now, win the game tonight against the crappy Browns. They're 2-8. They're banged up. They've been outscored 62-24 the last 2 weeks. Jameis Winston is their quarterback. Go in there and take care of business, and then we can all enjoy it and keep the dream alive of a one seed. Good night, Bob.
See you on Monday, Joe.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Limits, I've been teasing to Artie Smith for over an hour, but we didn't know Jim Colony was going to visit. That was very exciting.
That was great. Good night, Bob. We have Artie talking about the moon ball. Teams are trying to take it away.
Mm.
And also, did he want to use Justin Fields even sooner in the Ravens game? We'll find out.
Very interesting.